If you hammer it, screw it, fasten it, tighten it, cut it, seal it, bend it, solder it, or just want to know how, you're in the right place. Now, back to Rosie on the House.
On a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning, thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House. Number one radio broadcast in all the state of Arizona. We appreciate y'all's loyal listenership. We appreciate y'all having a little fun with us. Let's bring Joe back into the conversation. We're having a little game of Rosie on the House Jeopardy.
Okay, I'm here.
It's our little way of trying to emphasize the major learning points we'd like all our Arizona homeowner listening friends to really carry forward into 2014 to protect themselves. Joe has swept the energy conservation category, leaving only three categories left. Number one, mistakes Arizona homeowners make. Number two, picking a contractor. And number three, lawn and garden. Joe, currently in control of the board, you have your choice of where you'd like to go next.
Picking a contractor.
Picking a contractor for 10, 20, or 30?
20.
Okay.
That one's already been...
No.
Okay,
All right. Picking a contractor is the category.
Sorry.
Joe picked for 20 points, and the question is, generally speaking, this is the percentage you should be willing to pay a contractor up front when you sign the contract before he starts work. And I have to put a big caveat on here. This assumes you, the Arizona homeowner, have done everything right up to that point, and you're picking the right contractor. But if you've picked the right contractor, Joe, generally speaking, what's the most you should put down as a deposit for your work?
I think 50 would be the most.
50 would be the most. That's actually a little bit too high. That would be higher than we recommend. So, Joe, you're currently tied with Donna at 60, calling from Sedona with his restaurant already proclaimed as Pizza Heaven. We'll see if we can't break this tie here. If we can't, we'll get Joe and Donna online for a daily double.
There you go. Huh? 90 points still on the board.
Got 90 points still on the board. Let's see if we
still have a winner.
Let's see if we can get to Tim, who's been patiently waiting to call our little play our little Rosie on the House Jeopardy game. Tim, good morning. Thank you for calling, and especially thank you for your patience.
Good morning, Rosie.
All right. Are you a regular listener of the show?
I am. I love the show. I love the way you were talking about how you've traveled all around Arizona. It's a great state.
Where are you from, Tim?
Well, I moved out here 15 years ago from Atlanta.
From Atlanta. Well, Georgia's a pretty nice state, too. I'm originally from South Louisiana. I love Texas. I love Colorado. But you know what? There's only one state I still call home that you just can't beat Arizona.
That's right.
You just can't beat Arizona. And more people are realizing that every day. Did you take my Christmas gift recommendation from earlier in the month?
I didn't. I was so busy then, but I think I got most of my family pretty covered, you know, with pretty practical stuff.
And anybody that's from Atlanta or any place north of Atlanta, really any place north of Interstate 20, they should all be sent subscriptions to Arizona Highways. You know that, right?
All right. Yeah, I think.
Although Arizona Highways is getting more and more into my world. They're sneaking into all my little private places. I mean, I had like 15 or 20 really, really private places I could take my family and not run into anybody. And I think every one of those secret private places were published in Arizona Highways this year. I'm going to have to call Wynn and talk to them about that. There's certain places just shouldn't be written about. All right. Have I burned up too much time, Romy? Do we have time to take Tim?
Wait.
Let's take time. Tim, we have a 20-point question in mistake Arizona homeowners make. We have the category picking a contractor, and we have a category lawn and garden. The category energy conservation was completely claimed by our earlier caller, Joe from Sedona. Where would you like to go first?
I will go picking a contractor.
Picking a contractor for 10, 20, or 30?
What was the last one that the guy missed? Was that 10,
that was 20? A 20. That was a 20.
I'll go 20.
Okay. It's actually the third time this question's been aired today, and this is the percentage you should be willing to pay a contractor up front when you sign the contract before he starts work, assuming you have completely properly vetted the contractor using the Rosie on the House vetting process. What is the percentage you should be willing to comfortably pay up front?
10%.
Okay. That's a little low. That's a little low, Tim. That's a little low. But we appreciate we appreciate you calling and checking in with us and giving it a shot here at Rosie on the House. We're playing our own little version of Jeopardy, Rosie on the House Jeopardy. We're doing it in a way to try and drive home particular lessons and points that we'd like you to remember that we've covered over the course of this past year in 2013, protecting you from making expensive, crazy mistakes in 2014.
90 points are still available on the board. And actually, it's 110 points because I had marked off that 20. So 110 points still available on the board. 60 is our winning point right now. So if you'd like to join, now is the perfect time to call. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. If you think you can take down our current 60-point holders, a $100 gift certificate to your restaurant of choice is on the line.
That's right. Right here at Rosie on the House.